Well, howdy guys. Now you may or may not know that there's quite a lot of protests for tourists in Spain. They don't want any more tourists. But it's not just Spain, it's other countries as well. Of course, a lot of places in Spain, there's absolutely really nothing there except tourism. And it was built up specifically for tourism, because all they really have is the sun, and it's warm. And of course, before they welcomed the tourists, because they didn't have any money. Now they got loads of money, I guess, they can bugger off. But I do agree that over-tourism can destroy a place. But you ever noticed about any protest, most of them anyway, they're generally always mostly femmes. At least they're the ones at the front making all the noise. Well, of course, they get plenty of attention then, don't they? Because most of the time they don't care what the protest is about, as long as they get attention. And taking their tops off, well, that's a trick they're well known for. Well, a lot of you people out there say, oh, you're overreacting, aren't you? Am I? Well, let's take a look at this picture here, shall we? This is a bunch of people who are sitting on the beach in Spain protesting the tourists. I don't know why that's protesting them, but still. Now, there's about 29 people in this picture. 21 of them are femmes. 8 are males. And probably 4 of those males are only there because their wife told them to be. Or else. You see, femmes love drama and chaos. Males, not so much. But let's take another look at a picture of the protests. Ah, there you go. A femme in the forefront. But seems a few more males in this one at least. But the femme is the one getting the most attention there with her sign. That could say, don't eat meat. Doesn't really matter to her, I don't think. Oh, and here's the one the femmes love. Look. Now, they usually have bright coloured hair. I think this one might even be natural. Don't know. But look what she's got in her hand. My God, they love them, don't they? I guess the femme doesn't realise how loud their voice is to begin with. And then they magnify it. So if you see a protest, take a look and see who's at the forefront, making the loudest noise. The area I live in, there's quite a few protests. And mostly all of them, the majority of the people there are femmes. And the guys are there, either they're partners or they're trying to appease the femme in some way. It's just something I've noticed over my lifetime about protests. Like I told you before, there was a couple of protests in this area I'm in. One femme was in all 3 of them, all different protests. And she was at the front, yelling. I guess she'd be called a professional activist, I guess. Of course, another reason why a lot of males aren't at these protests is because they're at work, earning money. Maybe somebody should ask one of these protesters that if the tourists completely stopped coming to the place, how would the place survive when it has nothing else? I bet they don't have a plan for that. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.